Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. We have an exciting docket today, so let's get right to it. First, Barry Morfu arrested. Second, Derek Chauvin moves for a new trial. Third, Josh Duggar wants out of custody, and our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. Please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell if you haven't done so already. If you hit that little bell, you're going to receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. So let's get straight to the docket. Barry Morfu, does that name ring a bell? That's right. That's right. His wife went missing on Mother's Day of last year. And as we rapidly approach Mother's Day in 2021, almost a year to the date. That's right. Barry Morfu has been taken into custody. As you may recall, Suzanne Morfu went missing on Mother's Day in 2020. No one had seen her. Barry Morfu, the husband, said he was down here in Broomfield, Colorado, literally not far from the Crime Talk studios, getting ready to do a landscaping job at a hotel. Well, Barry says he's cooperated with the police. I got nothing to do. She must have been eaten by a bear or a mountain lion. We don't know what it was. Well, the police have kept very quiet. And there's going to be a press conference at 3 p.m. today. And we're going to bring it to you live. As of right now, and understand we give Mr. Morfu the presumption of innocence like we do anyone who's been charged but not yet convicted by a jury of his or her peers and or a plea agreement. Well, Barry Morfu has been taken into custody and he has been charged with first degree murder after deliberation. That is a class one felony and it carries up to a maximum penalty of life in prison. He also faces charges for tampering with evidence as well as attempting to influence a public official. You may ask, well, attempting to influence a public official, what is that supposed to mean? Well, that's kind of like when the police ask you, which way did the bad guy go? And you knew that he went to the right. And you tell the police to go to the left. That's what that charge really is about. And in this particular case, they feel as though they must have enough evidence, obviously, to bring the charge, but also to be successful at trial. We will continue to bring you new evidence and information as it becomes available. Next on the docket, Derek Chauvin is asking the court to grant him a new trial. And he's claiming several grounds, many of which have already been argued. But the gist of it is that there was too much pretrial publicity, that he could not receive a fair trial, that the matter should have been moved. And oh, by the way, some juror misconduct. One of the issues that's obviously going to have to be addressed in the claim of juror misconduct is juror number 52. He's been identified as Brandon Mitchell. In fact, he's kind of made the TV circuit relaying what took place in the jury room. He made a couple of comments that were a little concerning. They should be a little concerning to the prosecutor, which was basically, you know, it was really easy once we got through all that legal jargon. And there was that one juror that had a couple of questions. We got through that. But basically, we found Derek Chauvin guilty. Well, it turns out on his questionnaire in the voir dire process, he stated that he had not been to any protests regarding the George Floyd matter. Well, it turns out that he had been to a rally that was in Washington, D.C. It was in regards to the Martin Luther King celebration. Well, juror number 52 has been photographed at this rally in D.C., with a shirt saying, get your knee off our necks and BLM, as well as a Black Lives Matter shirt. There were also speakers at this rally from the family of George Floyd. Now, some people are saying, well, in fact, Mr. Mitchell, juror number 52, is saying it's not a big deal because they never asked me if I'd ever been to a rally here in Minneapolis. Well, I think most people would say you'd probably want to let people know. Now he's saying it wasn't really a rally regarding George Floyd or a protest against the police. It was a celebration of Martin Luther King. But clearly there were issues being discussed there regarding George Floyd at this rally. You would think that a juror would volunteer that information unless they were trying to be coy or evasive as far as not providing it. And now some of the answers, well, I just didn't know it was in Minneapolis, so no harm, no foul. I misunderstood the question. That's the kind of thing that you know when you're on a case that's a very high-profile case, out of complete candor to the court and to everyone in the process. I want to let you know, I didn't go to one in Minneapolis, but I did go to a rally where George Floyd was the kind of subject going on there that day regarding George Floyd in D.C. You would want to disclose that. Is it going to be enough to get a new trial? I'm not sure. Most trial court judges aren't going to change their mind, but we will see. Definitely, this is a case that is not going away anytime soon. But a little word of wisdom to jurors out there, just be honest, all right? Don't minimize. You're not in a deposition. You're there to tell the truth, hence the name, voir dire. Speak the truth. And if you have biases or preconceived notions about a case, you let somebody know so that you can be excused. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you'd be a bad juror, but you shouldn't be a juror on that particular case if you've already decided the facts of the case. And you can't lie to get onto a jury. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. All right, Josh Duggar. All right, next on the docket, Josh Duggar wants to get out of custody.
Hello, I'm Josh Duggar. Hello, I'm Josh Duggar. Hello, I'm Josh Duggar.
We brought you this story last week. Josh Duggar, apparently famed TLC reality superstar. Apparently he was on a show, 19 Kids and Counting. He was the eldest, is my understanding. Well, he was arrested on two counts of receipt and possession of child pornography. His detention hearing was set over till today, later this afternoon. We'll see if he gets out. But a couple of the arguments that he is making as far as getting out of custody is like, hey, I've been here the whole time. I knew this investigation was ongoing, and I didn't run. Okay, because they were watching you, and that would show consciousness of guilt. He also claims, hey, I'm so famous, I couldn't flee. I'd be too recognizable. We'll see if that stands up. He will more than likely get some sort of a bond in this case, pending pretrial release, with a bunch of conditions that he's not going to be around anyone under the age of 18, including his own children. He will more than likely not be able to access the internet in any way whatsoever. And he will more than likely be held on some sort of house arrest or an ankle monitor. We'll see if the judge keeps him there, but I think he's going to be released. We will let you know. But one thing is clear, and I received a comment from somebody today. She lives in a very nice neighborhood, and it turns out somebody that lived in the neighborhood was a voyeur, and the police showed up and took him into custody. That's right. You never know. And so when you don't know with whom you're dealing, what should you do? Go to crimetalksearch.com. Let's take a quick recess before we continue with the docket. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the week. Nikolai Lukanchikov. Common spelling, Lukyanchikov. Mm-hmm. We'll just refer to him as Thursday's dumb criminal contestant of the week so that I don't get bombarded saying, obviously you mispronounced his name. Well, an arrest David, an arrest affidavit stated that they found our dumb criminal contestant in a high state of intoxication to the point where he could barely speak. He was also reportedly burning $100 bills with lighter fluid in a fire pit in front of him. Now you may ask, what was in that fire pit where he was and what was he barbecuing? Well, he was actually barbecuing his dog that he had accidentally shot with the weapon that he was carrying while intoxicated. He shot the dog in the eye and then started to barbecue the dog. Our dumb criminal contestant of the day has a roommate, and the roommate heard a gunshot come from his room that same day. At that point, he reportedly told his roommate that he had shot his dog and stashed his body outside. Our dumb criminal contestant of the day has been charged with cruelty to animals, discharging a firearm in an occupied structure, and his bond has been set at $1 million. Now, it's unclear if he was ever able to sample a bit of his dog, but I'm sure if he had to ask what it tastes like, he would say it tasted like chicken. All right. One more reason why people should not be intoxicated and carry firearms: because you want to barbecue your animal. Oh my gosh. You cannot make this stuff up. All right. Thanks for watching. We're going to get this video up, and we should be back live at 3 p.m. for the Barry Morphew press conference. Please join us.